From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the new office building of the Central Board of the Indonesian Mosque Council on Friday. President Jokowi, at the Mosque Council inauguration broadcast on the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel, has said that with the new office, he is optimistic that the Mosque Council would be more enthusiastic in making mosque as a place of prayer for Muslims, as well as a center for education, dawah, and deliberation. In addition to the mosque function as places of worship, the president is sanguine that mosque can be a place for learning, sermon, social welfare, and discussion that strengthen the nation's unity and bond. There is a higher risk of household transmission of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 compared to the Delta variant. Spokesperson for COVID-19 vaccination at the Ministry of Health, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, had an online discussion on Friday noted that the risk of transmission in households is higher with the Omicron variant since the variant can transmit among people faster. She informed Omicron transmission could be 3 times faster compared to the Delta variant. Besides, she said the Omicron variant can even infect people who have contracted COVID-19 before. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi affirmed that Indonesia will continue to support the Palestinian people in the fight for justice and freedom. Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed Indonesia's consistent stance towards Palestine will continue to stand with the Palestinian people to fight for justice and independence. It was stated by spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Teuku Faizasyah, in a statement on Friday in response to the Israeli media reports that said the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was keen to normalize relations between Indonesia and Israel. The Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries KKP and the Foreign Affairs Ministry synergize efforts to repatriate 8 Indonesian fishers who faced legal problems and were detained by the Malaysian authority. The KKP's press release on Friday said that 6 fishermen from North Sumatra taken into arrest by the Malaysian authority were repatriated through the Batam Centrepoint International Ferry Terminal Riau Island, while 2 others were returned home via the Soekarno-Hatta Airport in Banten. Director General of Marine and Fisheries Resources Surveillance, or PSDKP, at the KKP, Rear Admiral Adin Nurawaludin, noted the state is present in protecting the fishers. Let's move on to the international news. War games conducted this week by Iran in the Gulf were intended to send a warning to Israel, the country's top military commander said on Friday, amid concerns over possible Israeli plans to target Iranian nuclear sites. The Revolutionary Guard's war games included firing ballistic and cruise missiles. State television showed missiles flattening a target which resembles Israel's Dimona nuclear reactor at the conclusion of the exercise. The Health Ministry of Italy stated that the government reported a second successive record daily tally of COVID-19 cases on Friday, with new cases hitting more than 50,000 against 44,000 a day earlier. Italy has registered more than 136 deaths linked to the COVID-19 since its outbreak emerged in February last year, the second highest toll in Europe after Britain and the ninth highest in the world. Millions of people are facing travel disruptions and increased COVID restrictions over Christmas as the surging Omicron variant sees flights cancelled and safety curbs tightened. As reported by BBC.com, Italy, Spain and Greece have made face masks compulsory outdoors again. Catalonia in northern Spain has imposed an overnight curfew and the Netherlands is in strict lockdown. Despite early findings that Omicron is milder than other variants, scientists are concerned by the number of cases. Listener, that was the news. First news is from Pekanbaru Riau. Kenzo Alfatolim, an elementary school student from Witama School Foundation, Pekanbaru Riau Province, won a silver medal at the International Mathematics and Science Olympiad and gold medal at the International Junior Math Olympiad. The International Olympiads was held in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, from December 12 to 21, 2021. Head of the Witama School Foundation, Erna Wilianti, told the media in Pekanbaru on Tuesday that there were three achievements at the same time in the prestigious International Mathematics Olympiad. Besides Kenzo, Halbert Meyer Shia, a Witama Junior High School student, also won a bronze medal at the International Junior Science Olympiad. Next news is from Madiun, East Java. The Indonesian Navy, through the 5th Navy Main Base Surabaya, donated a Nomad N-24 aircraft and a used amphibious tank to the Madiun Regency Government East Java Province to serve as a monument. The Nomad aircraft and battle tanks were once used for operation in West Iran. It is planned that the plane and tank monument will be placed in the green open space of Taman Asti Caruban Park and the ramped or toll road exit in Dumpil Balerejo, Madiun Regency. The monument will be built with an open concept so that it can become a place of recreation for residents as well as means to learn history. Last news is from Surabaya, East Java. The Christ the King Catholic Church in Surabaya, East Java designed a Christmas tree with various typical ornaments of the Indonesian archipelago, which is also displayed in the diorama of the birth of Jesus Christ. It features Virgin Mary and Joseph using typical woven cloth of East Alor, West Nusa Tenggara. In addition, three gifts bearing kings wore korpri batik cloth, which is usually worn by Indonesian state civil servants. From Christmas tree ornaments, there are several batiks, including Honocoroko batik, Parang batik, Dragon batik, and Baby Carriers batik. Besides batik cloth, there are also various symbols from the crowns of Papua, Kalimantan, Sumatra, Aceh, to the Chinese. Meanwhile, behind the diorama of the birth of Jesus and the Christmas tree, there is also a mountain design made of paper, which looks so natural.
We begin today in history with the event on December 25, 1642, the birth of Isaac Newton. Based on Julian's calendar, Isaac Newton was born in Woolsthorpe by Colesterworth, Lincolnshire, England. He is widely known as a physicist, mathematician, astronomer, natural philosopher, alchemist, and theologian, who firstly described the law of gravity. Next event was on December 25, 1941, when the Japanese attacked Borneo. The Japanese bombarded Ulin Airport, Kalimantan, the Dutch East Indies, or known as Indonesia. It was the first Japanese attack in Kalimantan region, which was controlled by the Dutch. Now Ulin Airport is known as Samsudin Nur International Airport in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Today in history with the event on December 25, 1989, when Nicolae Ceaușescu was executed. The former president of Romania, who is also known as the communist dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu, and his wife were sentenced to death after the Romanian Revolution took place. Ceaușescu was sentenced to death on multiple charges, starting from enriching himself illegally until committing genocide. Ceaușescu and his wife were tied up and brought outside the building to be executed. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
masih ku cari satu hati yang pasti, yang tak ingkar janji, tak buat sakit hati lagi. Aku sadari cinta yang ku jalani, oh, berujung lirih. Sulit hati untuk nikmati cinta sendiri. Lelah jalani kisah yang sama, berputar di rasa yang lara. Inginnya cinta berujung indah, namun berakhir sama. Pahami semua yang terjadi, cinta terus begini. Pernah dia yang main hati, ku harus bagaimana? Jalani kisah yang sama, berputar di rasa yang lara. Inginnya cinta berujung indah, namun berakhir lelah. Jalani kisah yang sama, berputar di rasa yang lara. Inginnya cinta berujung indah, namun berakhir sama.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Exports Financing Agency or Indonesian Exim Bank encourages salt farmers to become exporters through the Foreign Exchange Village Program. This program provides training to salt farmers and members of the Minas Segara Dana cooperatives in Kusamba Village, Klungkung Regency, Bali. Head of the Exim Bank Consulting Services Division, Gerald Setiawan Grisanto, in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that the program helps prepare prospective exporters to meet global market demand according to export product standards, while increasing capacity in terms of export management and production techniques. He also explained that the form of the program given to farmers and cooperative members in the Kusamba Salt Foreign Exchange Village include training on the production of barley seed salt rub, aspects of branding and digitization. They will be given the opportunity to participate in trade fairs, business matching, and assistance in product certification management. According to Gerald Grisanto, by joining this program, cooperatives and farmers can create jobs, improve family welfare, and help improve the local economy. The Indonesian Export Financing Agency began the program in 2019, starting from the Kakao Foreign Exchange Village clusters in Bali. Jemprana Regency became the first foreign exchange village with a leading commodity in the form of fermented cocoa beans. Furthermore, there is a craft foreign exchange village in Bantul, Yogyakarta, with its handicrafts products. Currently, both foreign exchange villages have been able to export to European countries sustainably. In 2021, the Indonesian Exim Bank launched the Foreign Exchange Village program in West Java, East Java, and Bali. They are Subang Coffee, Ijen Banyuwangi Agrotourism, Gresik Weaving, Kusamba Salt, and Sidoarjo Seaweed Foreign Exchange Villages, with beneficiaries reaching almost 2,900 farmers, weavers, and craftsmen.
Habis hujan Desember yang lalu di kota ini dalam ruangan berpenyajuk udara.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Gorontalo has a variety of culinary offerings, including assorted cakes. This traditional cake of Gorontalo made from red sweet potato is created into an addictive snack. The people in Gorontalo call this cake Popo Lulu, while in other areas, this sweet potato-based cake is called Bola Ubi or Sweet Potato Balls or other names. To make Popo Lulu cake is not difficult. The peeled sweet potato is cut then washed clean. Afterwards, steam the potatoes until soft. Sweet potato that has been steamed is shaped into medium rounds until the dough runs out. In another bowl, mix the coating ingredients consisting of rice flour and brown sugar until smooth. Then dip the balls into the coating mixture and roll the balls until they are completely coated. Finally, fry the sweet potato balls that have been coated in flour until golden yellow Remove from the heat and serve while warm while accompanied by a cup of tea or coffee.
Popo Lulu cake is not only a light snack but also a cake that can make someone full because there is a carbohydrate source that comes from sweet potatoes.
Listener, this Popo Lulu cake that is usually filled with brown sugar along with the times has been modified and filled with various kinds of ingredients. One of them is chocolate bars. Besides attracting buyers, the shape is made smaller. Gorontalo's traditional cakes, which are very popular from children to adults, can be found in cake shops or traditional markets. But if you are not in Gorontalo and want to taste it, don't worry, because you can try to make it yourself at home. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The intensification of the Proudly Made in Indonesia program makes more and more Indonesian brands appear, even go international. One of them is the Indonesian perfume brand Humans, which is ready to launch its products at Paris Fashion Week 2022. So far, it is rare to hear of an original Indonesian perfume brand. Humans itself is still fairly new. Presented for the first time in mid-2019, just like other startups at the time, the marketing of this perfume product itself is still carried out through online sales, either through social media or various e-commerce platforms. Humans is created to answer the challenges of the middle market, namely to present high-quality perfumes that are appropriate with the needs of the Indonesian people, but the prices are affordable compared to branded perfumes that are widely circulated. The positive response from the public over the past 3 years has also proved Humans to swing at Paris Fashion Week 2022. Before it was announced that it would be pitching at Paris Fashion Week 2022, Humans had also been recognized by perfume lovers by being able to compete among the world's perfume brands. In one of the research reports on the domestic perfume market share conducted by Compass, a business survey agency based on the e-commerce platform, Humans has proven to be able to compete among the available perfume brands originating from abroad. Based on the report of the 10 best-selling perfume products for the period 1st to 15th of August 2021 on e-commerce, Humans is in 5th position with a market share of 3.5%. The Indonesian government also appreciates the existence of Humans. Minister of State-Owned Enterprise, Erick Thohir, expressed high appreciation for local products that are able to compete in the international market. In addition, Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Teten Mas Duki, also expressed his appreciation and hope that this achievement could be a part of motivation and driving force for other local products to be able to make similar achievements. And listener, that's Miscellany for today.
Thank you.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today we are going to present to you a keroncong song entitled Mawar Merah, sung by a legendary Indonesian singer, Hati Kusendang. Written by Marjo Kahar, the song is about a woman who takes care of a red rose given by her lover. Besides being beautiful to the eyes, the red rose is also a symbol of love and affection. Even though it has withered, the red rose is still kept as a substitute for the presence of the lover. Well, listener, this is Hati Kusendang with a keroncong song entitled Mawar Merah.
Menjadi kenang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'm
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.